That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holdridge. Score one smoking barbecue rubs and sauces. It is that time to grill every day if you can. Why not grill every day and be loaded up with Score One smoking rubs
yes,
and
sauces? He should put you on the label.
Doing that.
Right there. Score One. That's what I did,
That's
Chris.
Bill Bush.
He's in my phone as Chris Brisket. He's in my phone. Can show it to you right now. He's in my phone as Chris Brisket.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because that's what he does.
Brisket.
He's heading down to Council Bluffs on the 5th. So last night
he's going to Council Bluffs.
We have our conference call, like today, whatever. But we have our conference text mostly with Chris yesterday. We just talked barbecue last night, and we just talked some. We always just keep in touch several times a week. But Wednesday's the day that we always catch up. It's catch up day after time. We just catch up on. I want to know where he's going, what he's promoting. He's always at a celebration or a competition. He's doing this every weekend. He's a dude. Mm-hmm. It's incredible what he does as far as feeding the masses, and then his skill set is ridiculous. This could be you. That could be you on the grill. Mm. He's got YouTube
Chris
videos.
Brisket.
Yeah, Chris Brisket. Watch him operate.
He's a great native.
And then what he's using in competition is what you have access to.
Do
rubs and sauces.
Do you?
Rubs and sauces.
Really?
Sauces I'm good with. I don't know rubs well enough.
Well, that's something for you to do.
I need to educate myself on rubs. And that's going to be something that's going to happen
would
this
Sharon
weekend.
Would Sharon know that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She would know that. Yes.
Tamara
would know that. Shindaddy
I was looking at
that.
Chris Brisket on Facebook yesterday. We're friends. Uh-huh. They got a brand new rub. They got a new brisket rub. The Brawler Brisket Rub as of yesterday.
That sounds
the
good.
The Brawler?
Brawler.
That's a good name.
Brawler Brisket Rub.
Name.
Score One Smoking.
Say, score One. Is it Score Two?
It's Score One.
One.
Do it.
Put Bill on the label. That's it right there. ScoreOneSmoking.com.
That's a great label. That'd be
a great label.
They'll ship countrywide.
Thank you, Chris
Maine,
Brisket.
Get some. Yeah.
It is in my phone. It's Chris Brisket.
Chris Brisket.
Label.
By the way, before Bill's Thrills on YouTube, regarding the last thing we talked about, you know, Scott Miller, mayor, governor, Tiger Shark says Bill Bush for senator.
Yeah. Now, I would like to get involved in that. Let's get me. I would like
I don't
to.
Know. I don't know if it would be that bad. Yeah, you'd need counsel on some things. You need counsel.
Bill's heading to D.C.
That'd be incredible.
you're very common sense oriented, so you'd probably be a misfit in Washington.
I would. Okay.
You'd be sorely out of place in that world because you do think in a common sense way.
To wrap up, tell me again. You're at the Lincoln Country Club. You're with Trixie, and you see Harvey Perlman. What's he say to you?
Simple. A little out of context.
That'd be me. That'd be me in D.C. Hey,
Bush. A little out of context
here.
Where's that Sipple and Jake at?
Patrinka has volunteered to be your campaign manager.
Okay, see.
That would be nice.
We have a chance here.
Patrinka.
Well, I know some things about government because I watched cartoons when I was young. And it's only a bill sitting here on Capitol Hill. And they talked how a bill gets passed.
So I'm sure there's videos of that.
It ties with me. Bill. It all ties in together.
It does.
Someone says live remote from D.C.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Bill with the president.
Bring him over, Bill.
Come on.
Sit down here.
I'll tell you what, we're getting somewhere now, guys.
Now we're getting somewhere,
finally.
By the way, Brad, that would be Jennifer's husband.
From Novotny Nutrition and Wellness.
He said, how about a knob on the steering wheel? Bill talked about the three on the tree. Yeah.
That was common in pickups. Silver knob.
It's
usually whipper, and that's how you turned.
Yeah, those are sweet. Those are sweet. Knob on the steering wheel. Yeah.
Bill, you already have a vote from Mothball for your senatorship.
Thank you, Mothball.
Senatorship.
Yeah.
Imagine if I had to watch.
Senators here.
Imagine you guys.
There's a lot of boring things you'd have to address.
There would be a lot of things. There'd be some fun stuff, though.
You can make them more exciting, possibly.
There's a lot of bills that you would have to deal with that would bore you to tears.
Hey, Bill, who in Columbus?
Bert!
Says, regarding your last thing, he says, if anyone said to me they hate your show, them's is fighting words right there.
Oh, Bert, how about that?
But Bert's sticking
Thank
up
you,
for
Bert.
Us.
Thanks,
Bert supporter.
Bert has our back.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bert has our back.
Has our back.
Does Corey have our back?
I didn't see Corey in that one.
Yeah.
Just Bert backing us up.
Appreciate
there.
That.
Thanks, guys. Let's get to Bill's Thrills here on a Thursday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 to plan your free consultations for your financial future today. Thursday, Sip, is cool parenting tips for Bill.
Okay.
Well, this
lock in.
Hand to God. I picked this out yesterday. And then we had a visitor yesterday, too, but we'll hit on it a little bit later. But I had this picked out yesterday. Cool parenting tips. And it's just knowledge, respect, everything to it. Everyone here teaches our kids great things. But the one thing that stands out to me, because I'm infatuated with it, is treasure the trash. Treasure the trash. Hmm. And you commented earlier, I have an infatuation and respect for the trash man.
Oh, that's why you said to shut up. Told me to shut up.
Well, did I say shut up? I don't think he said shut up.
Maybe it wasn't that.
But I have. So I saw him yesterday. There, I met Jake here earlier about 5:20 out here.
Yes,
and they were just picking up things. And I am so enamored with the work ethic and what goes on with the guys that pick up garbage. And sometimes it's viewed not great, and that is completely wrong.
That's garbage.
That's garbage. Because the work that they do and the work that gets done, and talk about weather, they're out there 50 below riding on the back of a truck.
God bless them.
Bless them. 100 degrees outside, where are they at? Riding on the back of a truck. How about when it's raining?
That's still super cool,
still
by the
super
way.
Cool. And how they one-handed right. that baby, yep. and they're leaning out.
Still
and stuff,
see it.
And watch him whip out and they
probably
throw it
illegal.
In.
I mean, it's...
Probably is. Probably is. But, God,
but they get
them.
A pass.
They get
and
a
they
pass.
They should. They should.
They're some of the coolest people in the world. When I walk Sugar, they'll stop and they all know her. They come over and they pet Sugar. Couple times I've had a bag full of poop. They're like, hey, whip it in here. You're fine. They don't care.
No kidding.
Yeah, though they're awesome.
No kidding.
They stop and talk to you. They're like, hey, they wave to you. Oh, there was a time when I was in college. I knew a man that ran a refuse. Is that right? Business?
Yeah, refuse. I think so.
I think that's right. And
refuse.
I kind of go, you know, this would be a good job. Work, you know, it's early morning.
Five to noon.
So that early job. He goes, you want no part of this. You have no idea how hard this is. You want no part of this. That's the difficulty of what's going on with it. But I have respect for every, you know, city worker and all the different things. But my respect for the trash man.
I couldn't agree more.
And when I see him, when they pull up, I go out and talk to him. Now that I have a hard time with, we have recycling. I talk to them more than I do the other guys because when they come at, they're there like at 5 a.m. at our house. Mm-hmm. And so they whip by and stuff.
Did you hear that? You know, you hear it. You know, they're there.
And then they crush it.
Yep. Yeah, that's a cool sound.
Oh, I tell you what.
It is.
The crushing is amazing.
It's a cool sound. And like you said, see, when you see him riding on the back of that bad
sweet.
Boy, it's so sweet.
Sweet.
And they roll.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not. It's not kind of like going, I don't know, should we get the trash can? Watch them go.
Jump. They jump off.
They jump off.
Because they got to move fast.
My respect for them is high. Teach your kids that. And stop and talk to them when you get a chance.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's a good idea. Thank you for that.
We had a visitor. Jason was a refuse worker. Yeah.
And so when he came in yesterday, so I said, hand to God, I had this selected already. We talked to him yesterday when Jason came in and talked to him.
Yes. Yeah, and he had that funky cards.
The little cards like that. He came in to say he liked the show.
That's all he wanted
to do. Jason was
a great dude. Smoothie? You know what, he liked the show.
You know what he was? He was a spirit animal.
He was.
Did he change our spirit?
Yes.
We're just standing there. Also, he comes and goes, hey, so let you guys know I love the show. Who are you? I'm just Jason.
I was struck by him, too. Yeah. It was amazing. It did send you off on your day in a good
Anything from the text line, Jake?
From the text line, 402-464-5685. Jason in Ravenna says, 28 years of picking up trash. Thank you, Bill.
Ravenna.
28
Wayne
years.
In from Ravenna. Yeah.
I would like to see some guys drive by and honk at us, maybe tomorrow.
Did you know some twins, one named Cheryl? All right, keep going.
Keep going. Get out of Ravenna.
Sanderson says, I hauled garbage for the city of Fairbury back in the day. Winters are awful. Dumpsters are frozen to the ground, and snow is not cleared when the garbage man goes out.
Yeah, that's real work.
Hard work.
Yeah.
Oh, real work.
I praise him. I praise them.
East Lincoln West says, our garbage guys are the best. Always love talking to them when they come by.
Yeah, I always make sure, too, that I have all my stuff. If I have something outside that they're going to pick up, it's bundled up right and stuff. Don't be a clown to them. Just throw stuff out there. Hey, they'll pick it up.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Have your stuff organized when they come to pick it up.
Good for you. You know, that's a profession that hasn't changed since we were kids.
It's the
same thing.
With trash being picked up 30, 40 years ago, it looks the same. Same way.
Trucks kind of the same.
Like that.
Dudes riding on the back.
When you see a truck, it isn't like, well, that...
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You should have seen a truck when I was a kid. No, it looks about the same.
Pretty much the same.
No reason to change. It's good the way it is.
God,
better
times. Someone says, I set out an ice cold case of Gatorade for the garbage man every time.
Wow.
Ice cold case of Gatorade for the garbage man.
That's beyond, going up above and beyond. Good job.
That is nice. Thank you.
Jesse in Milford says, I talk with the trash guy almost every time they're out there.
Yeah, they're fun. They're great guys. They're fun to talk to.
He says, they are good dudes.
Yeah.
Hard workers.
Yeah.
Cough Dog from Northeast Lincoln says, once a month, I greet them with Gatorades and donuts. Better times.
Better times. God, it is.
This is an example, though, that the better times have lasted.
It is.
It hasn't changed that much.
No, it hasn't.
God bless.
And you always left money for them, too. Like at Christmas time, they would get to do it.
I've never done that. I should be more mindful.
Jake was laughing about something.
No, yeah, this goes back to Bill as the senator here for a second. Someone says Bill would have the president whipping fat out the window in no time.
In no time. Absolutely. Just whip it out the window.
Come on, Prez.
I'm totally okay with that.
I would
wonder who the president would be.
Who would it be? Just so you guys know, I have spent time in the Oval Office.
I have spent time.
And
who was president?
Trump.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I was there with him. So if I get called to the Oval Office, I know my way around.
And it could be Trump again.
Could be Trump again. Yeah. Hey, Bill, good to see you again.
Yeah, it might be a good
might
to
be good
see you.
Remind us the guy that had the cell phone at the office. Hey, baby,
bags.
Guess where I'm at.
That's hey, baby, guess where I'm at.
I love that. Hey, baby, that's one of the not going to be where I'm at.
That's the best thing ever.
I wish he could
hey,
see
baby,
it.
Guess where I'm at.
Had a flip phone. Got tackled by six Secret Service agents.
I need to see the footage of this. I can see it in my head, but I want to see the actual thing. Hey, babe, guess what?
Oh, in the Oval Office.
How old is this guy?
78. Oh, 78 years old.
Why is he saying, hey, baby?
That's awesome.
Better times.
He got tackled.
Better times.
Much better.
In the Oval Office. I was amazing. I was standing no more than 6 feet from the President of the United States when it happened.
That's amazing.
What did he say about this?
He laughed his ass off. Yeah.
Come on, Bags.
Hey, baby.
Guess what, man?
Better times.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show.
Yes.
464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Speaking of better times, throwback Thursday to 1974.
Oh, we're gold. We're gold. Yeah, good luck to any caller today.
Songs.
Because this is where we're at.
Songs from 74.
Yeah, got a couple whatever. Songs for sure.
No, we do.
We got some songs.
Oh, we got pretty bold.
Okay, just name them. Good luck.
I think you'll get the songs right today.
Good luck to everybody.
Kissinger.
464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Starts right
Nixon.
Now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. They feel very good about 1974 trivia today, but guess
not
what?
Now when I see the caller.
Oh, yeah, now
caller. It just got interesting. Yeah. Scheduling.
Yeah, our callers are from the Baldwin Shop, Chris and Brad. Gentlemen, I'm sure you feel good about 1974 today.
Oh, a great year. A great year. Oklahoma wins the national championship. Nebraska, I think, ends up about number seven. And coach, better times.
Better times. Wow. Elvis. I think Elvis Peacock was a halfback on the wishbone.
I think. Actually, coach, in 74, it was Joe Washington.
Was it Joe? Okay. Incredible player.
Joe Washington. All right.
Chris, good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, you guys, one quick thing.
Okay, good.
I've always said our garbage guys are the hardest working guys in Lincoln. They're up when it's 10 below or when it's 100 degrees out.
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You guys are hard workers, too, over there.
That's right. You guys get toilet paper down on the roads.
We saw it. We saw it live here.
Let's
we
roll.
Could go. That's great. All right, Chris, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for SIP for one as always. Chris, what 1974 movie features two siblings that visit their grandfather's grave along with three of their friends and are attacked by a family of cannibalistic psychopaths?
Oh, Jake, you know what? I must have missed that one.
I think everybody did.
I don't think so.
We're just going to throw it out there. Night of the Living Dead.
Ooh. No. That's what I was going to throw out.
We'll pass.
Be the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Chainsaw Massacre.
No, that's popular. That's popular.
You're right. But I didn't know how that got going. I had no idea.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Now you know.
Now we know the storyline. Thank you.
I got to lock in.
Yeah. Okay, first question, Zip, for you. What beer introduced the slogan "Tastes great, less filling" in 1974.
Layup.
Yeah, I gotta say that's Miller Lite.
Absolutely.
Oops, hang on, sorry. That's the wrong button. Whoa, that's the wrong
whoa,
button.
Whoa!
I pushed the wrong button.
Yeah,
that's correct. Miller Lite, 1-0 lead. Sorry, you were correct there. Back over to you, Chris, to tie it up. Your last question. We have a song today. Lower the music here. What band sang this song?
Why are we lowering the music? We're going to be playing it
I'm
yet.
Lowering the that makes no sense. Music here. Okay. What band sang this song from 1974?
I don't have to run around. I don't have to stay out all night. I got me a sweet,
he's getting it.
A sweet loving woman.
Oh.
Come on, sing it, Bill.
Right.
My baby, she's all right.
Oh. That song, Some Kind of Wonderful. Chris, what band sang that layup for the tie from 1974?
That would be Grand Funk Railroad.
Good job, Chris.
That is job. Correct.
Nice job.
So we had Heart today, and then we had Grand Funk Railroad, Some Kind of Wonderful.
All right, 1-1.
And it's music for you, and Bill is in play here.
This will be
for the win to take down Chris and Brad. Last question. What band sang this song from 1974?
Oh, good loving. It's just a layup.
Thank you.
Just stop.
You going to sing it?
Yeah. Oh, what a song. Say, just a baby, baby, baby. Ain't seen nothing.
First
yet.
Album I ever had.
Oh. First one?
Not yeah, a good song. Well, I had it. Chris and Brad then.
Got in a fight with Adam and threw it at him and cracked it.
Cracked it.
What would be that band?
That's BTO. Bachman Turner.
BTO for the win.
Overdrive. Is that Fragile?
Not Fragile.
Not Fragile.
Yeah, not Fragile.
Chris, we'll get you a bag of coffee.
Winners!
Yep. Calling on the road, guys. Good try this morning. Good hearing from you.
Hey, great game, you guys. The better men won.
Oh, I know about that. Thank you. But
thank you, Chris and
thank
Brad.
You, Chris and Brad. Have a good
it's
day.
It's great to hear from you guys. Ooh, look at the tour.
All right. Tiebreaker for you guys. Bill, except we go over under Bill's number here. What was the cost of a gallon of gas in 1974?
We should get this close.
74 cents? No,
you said 19.
49 cents.
Oh, over. I'll go over.
Barely 53 cents. Okay. Good guess.
Yes,
good
guess. Really good.
53 cents. You're right there,
really
Bill.
Really good guess.
Proper.
Wow,
guess.
That was our. That was the height of my life, pretty much.
74. I've got to whip you.
I was 8 or 9.
People always thought, like, they'll ask me to do, like, you guys would go back to, like, your childhood and high school. Like, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, 100.
And I would, and someone would say, would you change anything? Not really.
Not really.
I'll give it the same.
No.
I know I wish we'd have won some more games or this happened. But if someone said you have one option, yes, I'll just go back to the exact same thing again.
Up to 17, I'm good.
Yeah.
Then it goes a little awry.
Back when you were putting gas in your car, that was back when gas was behind the...
Yeah. Oh,
behind,
yeah.
The, yeah, spring, the spring-loaded behind, yeah. Spring-loaded behind the... Behind the license plate.
Or you just go to somewhere who they did it for you.
Oh, absolutely. Talk about better times.
66.
Better times.
It was a big... When it changed over, when you started pumping your own gas, I was probably about high school or something of that nature.
Yep.
I remember me and Chris Buchholz got gas.
Yep.
And then Lisa Reimers was chasing us around town. And like we're like going, yeah, I know. I know. We see you honking like that. What is she want? It was like, hey... You guys didn't pay.
Oh, no.
You didn't pay. That was the thing that she was honking for. Guys, now you need to pay for that.
Whoops.
Forgot that. That's a whoopsie. Yeah, because back then you just flipped the bad boy on. You just flipped it on like
filled
that.
Filled it up.
Filled it up, yeah. Filled it up, and then you went in and paid. That's what you did. God, it was better times.
Don't even get me started.
Remember how you pull it out the side, and you had to slide it back over after you slid the little thing? That's what turned it on. And then it all the, then manually it all go to zeros, ding 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 ding, ding, and they dink up to all manual zeros.
And then you go ding, in ding. And they have like a peanut dispenser.
Yes,
come on,
beer nuts.
Yeah, beer nuts.
Beer nuts. Yeah. Because do you want a roller dog? Didn't have them.
No.
And then
they had a peanut dispenser
and candy bars too. Usually.
Mm-hmm.
Salted nut roll and bang. I mean salted nut roll and twin bang.
That was it. Take the salted nut roll. Yeah, that's the best. Spillover is next on an early break in the ticket.
Spilling over.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.